Tom and Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Michael, we're actually here at TSCRA's annual meeting in Fort Worth, but next couple of weeks really going to be very, very important for state legislative activities. And you're saying there's at least a couple of three bills that OCA continues to follow very closely.
Yeah, we're watching. There's three primary bills that we're working on at this point. They deal with cattle theft, and that's the bill that we've had call to action and so forth that our members have really responded well. It's on the Senate floor. We anticipate in the next couple of weeks that it'll probably be up. And then we also have the prescribed burn bill that we're working on both the House and the Senate side with Senator Barrington and Representative Wallace. Again, we're at the appropriate stage for it on their respective floors, and we anticipate it coming up within the next couple of weeks probably. And then also the water compelling state interest. It's on the Senate side now. It's passed its committee hurdle and will be up on the Senate floor again in the next couple of weeks. And the reason I say the couple of weeks is next week is filing deadline, and in terms of candidate filing deadline. And so that's going to and has been causing some question as to what bills may or may not come up. So we're trying to be reasonable and say probably within the next couple of weeks or so, we'll see those three bills hopefully up on their respective floors.
Obviously, a lot of things could start happening after April 15 then.
Yeah, really a lot of things we anticipate happening after April 15th, the filing deadline for election, who's going to be in what seats, running for what seats, and specific to the budget. We're probably, I think we're going to, it's reasonable to ascertain that we're going to see a lot of different ideas float out. 37 new positions next year in terms of our legislature, meaning 37 people that are there now won't be back either because of term limits or they've decided to retire or move on. That number will probably continue to grow a bit. And so those folks, this is their last hurrah, you know, so if they're going to make a statement regarding the budget, they need to get it done here. And if not, then someone else will. And so we got a $1.3 billion, perhaps $1.5 billion deficit. We're going to have to fill that. And so ideas need to start coming out.
The one bill that you're looking at, the compelling state interest issue on water specifically, that relates back obviously to some concerns of State Question 777.
Absolutely, that's right, to right to farm. Hopefully everyone in agriculture is familiar that language contains that compelling state interest. The legislature can only deal with an issue relative to agriculture with a compelling state interest. What this bill does is it says water is a compelling state interest. I'm obviously briefing that up quite a bit, but that's exactly what it says. Water is a compelling state interest. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, we agree. We think it is. We've always said that. Agriculture, as far as we are concerned, understands that water is a compelling state interest. So this bill makes sense to us, and we want to move it forward so that the state voter can be reassured that water is off the table, if you will, regarding right to farm. And because it is a compelling state interest, therefore the legislature maintains the ability to deal with it on an issue basis, on a state statute basis, if we get this bill passed. We're optimistic we're going to get that done, and we're going to continue to move forward.
State Question 777, OCA, other groups are all a part of the coalition. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a status update. Where are we really in continuing the push for yes vote?
Yeah, we're obviously still in the fundraising mode. We continue to work hard on fundraising. We encourage all of agriculture to consider how they can individually or collectively, even small groups, if you will, county groups, et cetera, can support the state question from a fund basis. We need dollars. We know, and the reason we do, Ron, is we know the negative folks are going to come, and they're going to come hard, and they're probably going to wait till later in the election. So we're going to see August, September, October, some ads that are going to be run that will not depict agriculture in a favorable manner. We need to be able to answer those. Mm-hmm. Plus, we need to be proactive and go ahead and frame the discussion, if you will, in a positive light of who agriculture is. That requires money. So we're in the fundraising. We're also obviously still in the messaging category, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll start propelling that or crescendo that, if you will, as we get closer to the election. Probably May, June, that area, July, maybe some signs. Signs will start going out, big, little, those type of signage, etc. You'll start seeing those types of things. And we encourage producers, if you want a sign, let us know so we can get that to you at the appropriate time, as well as some of the more public messaging, commercials, print ads, those types of things that we'll be doing. Obviously, a lot of social media. We hope to continue to propel the discussion in social media. So we encourage agriculture folks who have social media accounts, you know, how do you post pro-777 messages, consider how you do those. Get those to your neighbors, your friends, so they can share them and like them and so forth. We need to continue to build our message and all the time just elevating and increasing as we get closer to November.
Fair season, obviously, right in front of the elections. Any thought of some special efforts at either Oklahoma City or Tulsa Fair?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think individually there's some good thoughts. We haven't planned that far yet in terms of a collective unit. Fair crowds are a little harder to understand regarding elections. And what I mean by that is a lot of times they're not there necessarily with an ear for the election. You know, they're there for other reasons. And so you want to make sure your money's used efficiently, your time's used efficiently. I can say this, at the Tulsa State Fair, obviously at the beef tent, we plan on promoting 777. We've got our beef wrap. Every sandwich that goes out the door will be a pro message in that beef wrap, as well as we're looking at some other smaller ways that we can help elevate the message. But, it looks like that's a long way off. That's right around the corner, and a lot can happen between now and then, so we need to get ready.